You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is this your first time coming to New Zealand?
Indeed it is, yes. Extremely excited. I've heard so much about it over the years.
Do you feel like a little bit of nerves coming to a country that you've never performed in?
Yeah, but, you know, my favorite places are the places I've never been. You know, we just played the U.S. and I've never been to Boise, Idaho. So I was excited to play in Boise, and now I'm excited to play in New Zealand. So.
How did it go in Boise?
It was great. We played this Shriners Auditorium, you know, this massive Shriners Auditorium that has not been changed in any way. And so it still has all the Egyptian murals, and they warned us that it was quite haunted. So we took preparations and cleansed it with sage and whatnot.
That's a wild experience.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you survived so that you can come to New Zealand.
Absolutely.
How did you get into music? Like, have you played for as long as you can remember?
Almost as long as I can. I mean, but I have a terrible memory. I was around musicians when I was a kid and learned different instruments. Nothing really stuck, you know, until I, you know, started getting into the guitar. Listening to guitar music and but I was also too young to. We had a guitar, obviously, but as a family guitar. But I was too small. My hands were too small to hold it. You know, but but as soon as I could, I just that's all I did and continued to do.
Yeah, you can see it in your work. I mean, you're quite prolific, aren't you?
It's just what I enjoy doing, but I mean, you know, my friends are all prolific. We all kind of try to keep up with each other. And, you know, when we go out, get drinks or whatever, like we're always like sharing new songs and new ideas. So I think that keeps me on my toes.
You mentioned that you spent a lot of time around musicians in your youth. Who would you say had the biggest kind of influence on you?
Musically, probably recorded music, you know, records and things like that. But, you know, when you're young, you're more influenced by your emotions and, you know, than you are by music. Like when you get older, you get cerebral and weird, you know, and everything, you know. But when you're young, that's not in the mix, you know, like you're just trying to really just like take a grasp of the instrument and say anything, you know, that feels true to a truthful feeling that you have, you know. And so I would say, you know, who had the biggest influence? My friends, my family, any girl broke my heart, like anything like that, you know, like just any raw, visceral feeling that got me to try to express it with a guitar.
Right. So when you're sitting down and you're toying around with all these ideas that might become a song on one of your albums, is that truly based on exactly how you're feeling at that moment?
Well, it can. You know, I think when you get older, you get, there's a lot of other things at play. Like these days, I really am interested in telling a story. And I just get a kick out of like telling a story with a, that moves in some way, you know? It's just, I didn't really do it as much when I was young, a little bit. But I've really been interested in trying to do that. I don't know why. That's one thing that I've been developing, I think. Yeah, that's what I'm doing now, aside from what I did before. But as far as emotions, I think you can tell your emotional state through characters.
Yeah, you can, really.
Yeah, so you can just create a character to act out a drama, in a way.
Oh, that's so mesmerizing, like hearing you speak about those stories in your songs like that. It's really cool. Moving on to performing live, I mean, you toured alongside the Meat Puppets, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Yeah,
that was years ago, yeah.
I love them.
I'm a big time Meat Puppets head.
Yeah, they're just, they're crazy. So when you perform live, what's your kind of interaction with the crowd like? You know, do people kind of, you know, gather around and settle in? Is that what you're aiming for?
I I think every crowd's different, you know. I mean, I think it depends on the day of the week, what people are, you know, what the energy is in the room or something. But I think this show that we put together it's a really fun show for us as the whole band. You know, the whole band gets to all. We all really get to play a lot, and but it's up and down and it's all over the place. So it's hard to see, you know. It swings wildly in, well, just in volume and tempo, and you know, so it's just, you know, it's pretty drastic. It's pretty dynamic. I think that people like it. I hope that people like it.
I'm sure, you know, people like it.
Who knows? We'll never know.
Yeah, I guess you never truly do know, but I do know that we're very excited to see you here in New Zealand. So. Cool. We're looking forward to seeing you dynamically all working together on the stage, you know?
That was Breakfast Smilly speaking to Cass McCombs ahead of his show, A Part of Strange Universe Winter, happening at Double Whammy on May 26th. If you want to get tickets to that one, you can find them on Moshtix.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.